they say if a girl likes to really put on her mother's clothes and so forth, you might say she really likes to
dress.
Mm-hmm. And anything else that people would say there?
Primp.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you ever heard? Primp up, dress up.
Primp up, dress up. Spruce up.
Spruce up, yeah, yeah. Those all mean about the same thing?
Yes, they all mean about the same thing.
What does a woman use to, the small leather container that she carries around with
her? Her purse.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you heard that call?
Satchel.
Satchel, and what if it's smaller, just for coins?
That's a coin purse, or billfold.
Ever use the term pocketbook?
Pocketbook.
Does that mean the same thing?
Yes, it could mean the same thing.
What if a man, what do you call the thing that a man has in his pocket?
He carries his billfold.
You ever hear that called a pocketbook?
Pocketbook, billfold. But a pocketbook, in my understanding, is something that will snap together, close up.
Mm-hmm.
And the average billfold just folds up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. And sometimes women like to wear these around their wrist, not a watch, but a...
Identification bracelets.
Mm-hmm. And she might wear these around their neck. They're little things,
necklace or...
Little things strung together or what?
Pearls, necklace,
mm-hmm.
Beads.
Yeah, and beads come in. She goes and buys what of beads?
String of beads.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes men used to wear these to hold their trousers up instead of belts. They were
belt or suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
Dallases, suspenders.
They mean the same thing?
They mean the same thing.
About the same, yeah.
The old people called them galluses. A lot of them, the proper name is suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you hold up over your head when it rains? What do you call
umbrella.
It? Yeah, what do you call it if you're just trying to keep the sun out of your eyes? Anything different?
No, I wouldn't think there's any difference in umbrella and keeping the rain off and the sun off.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you tell me what all goes on a bed when you make it up? All the things that go on
you
a bed?
You put your sheets and spreads, quilts, blankets.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing, the thing you put your head on.
Is pillow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned pillow. Do you remember anything maybe that you had as a child that was about twice as long as a pillow, went all the way across the bed? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're speaking about, but that's something we never had. We just had individual pillows.
You know what you call that kind of thing?
That's something I'm not familiar with, I don't believe.
Have you ever heard it called a bolster?
Yes, I've heard of bolsters.
Now,
I've seen those. Yes, I have too. I'll take it back. I've seen those on the head of the bed. The what they call the bolster, but that wasn't served as a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
That was put on in the daytime in preference to the pillow, and then your pillow was put on for you to sleep on.
Oh, I see. So it was just for what?
It was for decoration to the bed. Mm-hmm. In the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the quilt and blanket. Is there any difference between a quilt and a blanket?
Well, yes, a quilt is put together in scraps. The women used to save their scraps from their dresses, and
mm-hmm.
save them over a period of years until they'd get enough that they could piece up the squares and make a quilt.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, have you ever heard the term comforter? What does that mean?
Well, your comforter is to take two pieces of cloth with cotton or feathers that is quilted in, just like we get a lot of these insulated underwear.
Mm-hmm.